This is Maestro, a The Hobbit fanfic written by Sospace and read by Rena Jenkins. The story takes place sometime during The Hobbit and Unexpected Journey, but contains no major spoilers. Story is rated PG.
Feely! Feely! You have to stop him!
Balin hisses, quiet enough that only Feely can hear. And the level of panic in his voice is probably more than a little excessive. Feely settles back against the rock at his back, puffs at his pipe, tries to hide a smile. It's no use, he answers. When he's like this, you just have to wait it out.
There has to be something you can do,
Balin says pleadingly. He's on the verge of wringing his hands.
You're his brother. He'll listen to you. He has to.
Feely shakes his head. Sorry, he replies, and inhales a slow lungful of pipeweed. He's looking like he'll tire himself out soon, though. The top notes are starting to crack.
Starting?
Balin mutters incredulously, but then he shuffles away and retreats behind a handy bush. Ori's already there, fingers stuffed in his ears and face screwed up like he's being physically tortured. And this is probably the one scenario where the majority of the company are wishing they needed Oin's ear trumpet. The ear trumpet itself is currently conspicuously absent, and Oin is blissfully asleep beside the campfire. Boffer might be shooting him the occasional envious look, but the flaps of his hat are pulled down so hard over his ears, it's hard to tell what his face is doing. Feely just smiles. Keely is, for lack of a better word, caterwauling. The pitch is non-existent. The tone is more of a gravelly groan than anything else. And he's been going without a hint of a break for about an hour now. Dwarves are sensitive to these things, Feely knows, but hobbits are apparently even more so. Bilbo had looked almost green within 5 minutes of the concert starting, made his excuses, and fled to watch over the ponies. Feely watches as Biffer determinedly stuffs rags into his ears and shakes his head slightly, blows smoke rings out across the camp. It's really not that bad. Keely is just singing to himself as he stirs the stew he's making, lost in his own little world, droning away under his breath. Or at least, Feely knows his brother thinks it's under his breath. Keely is not particularly good at volume control, and right now he's loud enough to wake the birds in their nests. Dwalin. Big, macho Dwalin, with his battle axes and pointed baldness. Whimpers like a kitten. Bomber sits with his head in his hands. There are tears in Dory's eyes. Feely rolls his eyes, smokes the last of his pipe. He has grown up with Keely's singing. To him, this is nothing. How are they ever supposed to defeat a damn dragon if they can't cope with a spot of bad music? Ridiculous. He catches Thorin's eye across the fire, grins at his uncle's pained expression. Because Thorin's well aware that this is all his fault. He sings to himself most all the time. A bar of this with breakfast, a few notes of this with lunch, always has. And when they were dwarflings, Keely worshipped him, did everything he could to be more like Anki Thorin. No one ever told him he had a fundamental lack of talent, though, and now there's nothing can be done about it. The bad singing is as much a part of him as the bullseye archery, and Feely is pretty much immune by now. Across the fire, Thorin's eyes are dark and embarrassed. He sinks further into his fur collar, and Feely chuckles softly. And Keely stops, coming to a halt on a wobbly high note, and then finally letting silence reign. Balin's eyes light up. Glóin mutters a prayer of thanks to Aoi. A squeak of happiness drifts through the trees Bilbo disappeared into 2 hours ago. "Dinner's up," Keely calls, and Feely suppresses a snort of amusement at the sudden reappearance of half the dwarves of the company. It's almost as if they really did just spring up out of holes in the ground. He doesn't move, though. Stays where he is and tucks his pipe away in a corner of his pack. And when the rush has slowed and Nori takes over tending the fire, shooting Keely a baleful glance when his back is turned, Keely pads over to him with a bowl in either hand. "Smells good," Feely says, and takes the bowl he's offered. Keely sits at his side, pressing them together, shoulder to elbow. "I'm so hungry you wouldn't believe," he grumbles softly, and tucks in. Feely would believe. The singing is always worse when he's hungry. He doesn't say that, though. And for a moment, they eat in silence. Conversation is springing up all over the camp again, even if Gandalf is white as a sheet. And Feely watches as Bilbo pokes his head cautiously out of the trees, looks around suspiciously, scurries forward. "Ridiculous," he mutters to himself, around a mouthful of soft, tender meat. Keely glances at him. "What?" he asks. Feely swallows the mouthful and says, "Nothing." And then he sees Thorin watching them, thinks about Dwalin's little whimper, and Boffer threatening to tie Oid's ear trumpet to his head. "So you'll suffer with us, you lucky bastard!" And he smiles wickedly. "Sounding good tonight." "Really?" Keely's eyes are bright. "Oh yeah," Feely says, takes another mouthful. "Maybe a bit quiet, though. Some of the words weren't very clear. Maybe you should practice more." Keely frowns, stirs the last dregs of his stew. "Don't you think people would mind?" he asks. "No," Feely assures him, and feels a momentary pang of, "I'm a bad brother." He pushes it away, though, because Thorin is glaring at him, and Feely's never been able to resist being told not to do something, even if only with a look. "I mean," he continues, "Thorin loves all those rousing sing-alongs, doesn't he? He'd probably join in." Daggers. Thorin's eyes are daggers. Feely just smiles and finishes, "Good for morale." Keely nods thoughtfully to himself and scrapes his spoon around the bottom of his bowl. "I did see Dori crying," he confesses. "I must have been doing something right. I mean, it was a sad song." Feely claps his brother on the back. "Don't want to keep a talent like yours hidden," he says conspiratorially. "Uncle would never forgive me." Keely smiles brightly. "Thanks, brother," he says, and squeezes Feely's shoulder. He shuffles around until he's comfortable as he can be on the ground, then closes his eyes with his head leant on Feely's thigh, and dozes off as quick as blinking. Feely runs a hand through his dark hair, watches him sleep for a long moment, then looks away, back across the fire, to his uncle. Thorin is glowering at him, and when he sees Feely looking, he mouths, "You are in so much trouble." Feely just grins, and, with his brother's head in his lap and a half-empty bowl of stew in his hand, takes a little bow. The end.